We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yom Hilchos Shabbos Siman Shin Chaf Vav Sif Yud Aleph. It says the Mechaber, Merchas Shesasmo Nakavav May Erev Shabbos. If one has a bathhouse, which the holes which put the heat into the water in order to heat up the water were closed before Shabbos, such that the water was not heated up at all on Shabbos, the Motzai Shabbos Rochis Bo Miyad. On Motzai Shabbos, you can use that water immediately, as we know that the water was not heated up on Shabbos at all. Avlim lo sasmu nekavav. However, if the holes were not closed up before Shabbos, afal pi she'me'elav hucham b'Shabbos, even if the water became heated up on its own through those holes because of the wood that had been placed into the fire before Shabbos, such that no action was done by man, Jew or non-Jew, to heat up that water on Shabbos. Rather, it happened me'mela because of an earlier action from before Shabbos. Tzarech lahamtim la'erv b'chdei she'yasu. You cannot use that water to wash in until b'chdei she'yasu after Shabbos, that time period that it would take to heat up the water. L'fisha aser lasos kein gzeira shamiyachata b'gecholim. Because we are afraid that if we allow you to use that water, then maybe next week you will be machata negecholim, you will stoke the coals, you will stoke the wood in order to heat up the fire on Shabbos, in order to heat up the water on Shabbos to be able to use it. So not because we're afraid you're going to do anything right now, but in order to prevent future malachos from occurring, we say that you must wait until the Shir Abichdei Sheyasa in order to use water, which was heated up on Shabbos, even on its own. Sif Yud Beis, Aser Likanis L'merchatz Afilu Hazia. You cannot go into the bathhouse even in order to sweat. And the Mishnah Berurah says that they prohibited this because of Gzeira, because there used to be, over Avera, sinners who used to go into the bathhouse in order to wash the Isser, that which was prohibited. And they would claim that they were really only going in order to be Meziah. So, therefore, we prohibit being Meziah in order that these people not be able to claim that that's what they were doing when they were really going to bathe. According to this opinion, says the Mishnah Berurah, if you are not intending to be Meziah, rather you just walk in there for another purpose, then it is permissible, even if it is definitely going to happen. Whereas the Ramah now brings another day of the Yeshomer, that fiu lava b'merchatz makom sheyachol laziah aser. You can't even walk into a bathhouse if you are going to be Meziah, even if that's not your intention, even if just walking through there, it's hot in there, and therefore you're going to come to sweat, that in and of itself is also prohibited. And according to this, says the Mishnah Berurah, we need to be concerned when it comes to women who go to perform their tefillah, even if it's hot in that area, and therefore they might come to be Meziah, so how are they allowed to do that? So it must be that they are relying on that first day. Sif Yud Gimel. Ir She Yisrael Einam Yehudim Darimba V'yesh B'merchatz Rochetzes B'Shabbos, a city in which Jews and non-Jews live together, and there is a bathhouse which the non-Jews use on Shabbos. Imro V'einam Yehudim Mutar Lirchotz B'Motzei Shabbos Miyad. If most, the majority of the people in the town are not Jewish, then you can use that bathhouse immediately after Shabbos, even though the water was heated up on Shabbos, because we say that that water was heated up for the benefit of the non-Jews, not the Jews. Vim rov Yisrael, if the majority of the people in the city are Jewish, o afilu mechta al mechta, or it is half and half, asel motzei Shabbos ad kedei sheyucham. You must wait b'chdei sheyasa, because then we say that the water was heated up for the Jews. The Mishnah Berurah makes a very important point. He says that it's not dependent on the amount of Jews that live in the city or the amount of non-Jews that live in the city. Rather, it is dependent on how many Jews and non-Jews actually use this bathhouse, because that is whom the water is being heated up for. And not only how many Jews use this bathhouse versus how many non-Jews, but how many Jews versus non-Jews use the bathhouse at this time period after Shabbos. Because once again, that is who the water is really being heated up for the people that will use it after Shabbos now at this point. So who was it heated up for? Was it heated up for the majority Jews that use it, or the majority non-Jews that use it at this time? That is the calculation that needs to be made. One more point regarding the Siman Shin Chav Vav that we failed to mention before is regarding soap. There is a discussion in the Mishnah Berurah earlier at the end of Sif Yud stated that it is prohibited to use bar soap because of the issue of mamachik, of smoothing out that soap. And the poskim discussed that really there should be no issue of mamachik when it comes to our soap, as the prohibition of mamachik really only applies when you had the intention to smooth out the object. But here you have no intention to smooth out the surface of the soap, because the soap already is smooth, so it should be mutter. The Shmir Shabbos makes this point. Rav Avadya Yosef makes this point as well. Rav Avadya says, therefore, it's mutter for Svardim to use it. This minog does not apply to Svardim, whereas the Mishnah Berurah says the minog is still not to use bar soap, even though there's really no reason to be concerned for mamachik. There is a discussion regarding liquid soap as well, that Rav Moshe Feinstein is known to have prohibited using liquid soap as well, because he says that it spreads out, and when you make up a lather, there is an issue of mamachik as well. However, most poskim are makel when it comes to liquid soap, and even Rav Moshe was makel if you put some more water into it to make it more viscous. Simen Shinchav Zayin, Dine Sicha B'Shabbos, anointing oneself with oils on Shabbos. Sif Aleph, Hachoshesh V'masnav Lo Yasuch Shemen V'chometz. If one is sick, they are not allowed to, or in pain, they are not allowed to put oil and vinegar on themselves. Aval Sachu Shemen Levado, but they can place oil alone on it. Aval Lo B'Shemen Ver, not that type of oil. Mishum D'mocha Milsa D'Lerfuah Ka'avid. So Shemen V'chometz together, as well as Shemen Vered, are clearly used for health, for refuah purposes, for medicinal purposes, and they are prohibited because of the gzera of shchikas hamamanim, that we are afraid you might come to make your own medicine. So therefore, all refuah, all medicinal actions were prohibited because of that gzera. So anything that is clear that it is being done for refuah is prohibited, but you are allowed to place shemen alone on your body because that is not clear that it is done for refuah. Healthy people use that as well, so therefore it would be permissible even for this person to use it. It all depends on the place. If this is a place where shemen verit is used even for healthy people, then this person would be allowed to use it also because it is not clear that it is being done for medicinal purposes. The Ramah adds, as the Mechaber said that you can use shemen because healthy people use that, so the Ramah says, if you're in a place where healthy people don't put shemen on themselves, rather only people only do it for medicinal purpose, then it will be prohibited in that area as well. There is an interesting discussion regarding those medicines which are not made through the chopping of spices and the like, whether there is still a prohibition of refuah for those. Does Xerv Shrika Samamanim extend to malachos which are not within the realm of Tochein? We will see more of that as we go on. Siv Bey, Sachin Masham Shemin Laha Naso Ayade Shinua. You are allowed to pour oil on yourself for enjoyable purposes, not for medicinal purposes, as long as you don't do it in the normal fashion. The Hainu Sachum Amashmesh Biyachad, to pour it on and rub it at the same time. You should also not do it in a strong fashion, the Mishnah Berurah explains, because of Avdin Dechol. One should not do those actions that one does in the fashion that they do it during the week. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach points out that it is permissible to pour oil on yourself for enjoyment, even though people don't really do that nowadays anymore, because a healthy person is allowed to do something that people do for medicinal purposes, if they are doing it as a bari. Sif Gimel, Ein Megardin Bekli Ha'asui Lakach, Elim Kein Hayu Yadav Oraglav, Mitunafos Betit Vitzoa. Is a special utensil that they used to use to scratch themselves to get certain things off of their body, whatever that may be. So one is not allowed to do that. And the Mishnah Berurah says because of the prohibition of Ovdin Dechol. And the Mishnah Berurah adds that the Gemara says that if one has a Kli HaMeyuchad LeShabbos, if they have a special Kli that they only use for scratching on Shabbos, then it will be permissible to use that. The Magen Avraham says that this is why the minhag is for girls to have a special Shabbos brush that they used to use. Obviously, says the Mishnah Berurah, they must keep in mind to ensure that this is not a brush which will vadai pull out hair, as that would be a psikresha and it would be prohibited. But assuming that this is a soft brush which will not pull out hair, if one has a special brush for Shabbos, then there will be no issue of Uvdin Dechol. And Rav Moshe Feinstein says the same thing regarding a toothbrush, that assuming that there were no, that you were able to get around every other issue when it comes to brushing the teeth, the numerous halachic issues that people, that the poskim raise, there is also an issue of Uvdin Dechol, and one would need to have a special Shabbos toothbrush. It's interesting when the poskim decide to apply this issue of Uvdin Dechol to say that you need a special kli and when not to. But we have found, at least here, with this kli from a garden, and the hairbrush, and the toothbrush, The Mishnah Berurah explains the reason that the Mechaber says that if your hands and legs are dirty, that you would be allowed to scratch off, is because then it's clear that you're not doing that which is Odet Chol, rather you're doing it to clean yourself off instead.